Welcome to Cedar Rapids Daily, produced by Upload Media Group and sponsored by Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. This is your daily podcast highlighting events in the area. Today, we're covering events happening in and around Cedar Rapids this weekend, Saturday, September 5th through Sunday, September 6th.
And it looks like we're in for a warm weekend to close out the summer. The forecast for Saturday shows a high of 90 and a low of 68, with Sunday cooling slightly to a high of 85 and the low of 66, both days having a slight chance of storms.
Sounds like classic early September weather. Warm, a little humid, but perfect for getting out and exploring everything the area has to offer this weekend.
Absolutely, and we have a really full list of events for both Saturday and Sunday. Where should we start?
Well, you can't go wrong starting a weekend morning at a farmer's market. Let's cover those first.
All right, first thing Saturday morning for the early risers is the Cedar Rapids Downtown Farmer's Market. It runs from 7:30 in the morning until noon, right in the heart of downtown Cedar Rapids.
And there's a great companion event happening right there too. The Friends of the Cedar Rapids Public Library are holding their Farmer's Market book sale.
Oh yeah, that's a fantastic idea. So you can grab your produce and a good book for the weekend.
Exactly. That runs during the same time as the market, 7:30 a.m. to noon at the library. If you're closer to Marion, you're in luck. The Marion Farmers Market will be at Willowwood Park.
And that's from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturday.
And we also have an option for Sunday.
The Hiawatha Farmers Market is on Sunday from 10 o'clock a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. over at Guthridge Park.
That covers the markets. So after you've picked up your fresh food for the week, what's next? Let's talk about some family fun and community gatherings.
For sure. For families with young kids, Robin's South Troy City Park is the place to be on Saturday morning.
Right, they have the little sports torts programs.
They do. First up is T-ball, which runs from 9 to 11 a.m. There's different time slots for the different age groups, so parents should probably check on that beforehand.
Good call. And what's after T-ball?
They switch gears to little sports torts soccer from 11:15 to 12:30 p.m. at that same park.
Okay, so a full morning of sports. What about something a little more creative?
For that, you can head to the Ely Public Library. They're having a special art project to celebrate International Dot Day. That's from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturday.
That sounds lovely. Now, moving to Sunday, what's on the community calendar?
A local tradition, the El Cajir Shrine is hosting their omelet breakfast.
Always a good turnout for that. That's from 8:30 in the morning until 11:59 a.m. on Sunday.
And for a different kind of Sunday gathering, for the gamers out there, Diversions Tabletop Game Lounge is running a session of Blood on the Clock Tower.
Ooh, a social deduction game. That sounds like a blast. That's on Sunday evening from 5 to 8 p.m.
Okay, let's dive into arts and culture, because Saturday is a really big day for museums.
It is. There are a couple of great free opportunities. First, it's free First Saturdays for students at the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library. Students can get in free from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And there's another free museum day, right?
Yes, it's also free First Saturdays at the African American Museum of Iowa. Their hours are from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
So a full day of museum hopping is definitely on the table. What else is happening in the art scene?
For literary fans, Swamp Fox Bookstore is hosting their signature series, featuring author Susie Lin. That's on Saturday from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m.
Great. And for visual artists themselves?
There's an artist forum happening at the DKW Art Gallery and Studios on Saturday afternoon from 2 to 5 p.m.
Okay. Now, what about an art form you can taste?
I think I know where you're going with this. Nubo City Market is offering a class on Saturday called The First Rise, Sourdough Basics.
A perfect skill to learn heading into the fall. That class is from 4 to 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of Nubo, Sunday is a huge day there. The main event is the Nubo Art Festival, which runs from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And if you're there for the festival, you can take a little break for some fun and games. They're having Sunday bingo at the market from noon to 1:30 p.m.
Perfect. And we have one more cultural event for Saturday night for those who like to look up at the stars.
Ah, yes. The Cedar Amateur Astronomers are hosting a public night at the Eastern Iowa Observatory and Learning Center from 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m.
All right, that's a lot of art. Let's switch to health and wellness. For those looking to get a sweat on or find some inner peace, there are some great choices.
Let's start with Saturday morning. Big Grove Brewery's Cedar Rapids Tap Room is hosting a workout.
A workout at a brewery?
Yep. It's a tap-in boot camp, followed by a bar stretch class. It runs from 8:30 to 10 a.m.
That's a pretty unique combination. What else is on the wellness agenda for Saturday?
For those interested in energy work, Illuminations in Cedar Rapids is offering a full-day certification for Usui Reiki Level 3. It's an all-day event from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And Illuminations has something on Sunday morning too, correct?
They do. You can join Gina Mulby for a Qigong class from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m.
And if traditional yoga is more your speed, the Prairie Woods Franciscan Spirituality Center is offering a Sunday morning Hatha yoga class from 9 to 10 a.m.
And finally, for the runners out there, there's a big event on Sunday morning. The Nubo Run kicks off bright and early at 7:30 a.m., starting from the Nubo City Market.
Okay, we've covered the day, so let's talk about the nights. There's plenty of music and nightlife happening this weekend.
Let's start with Saturday evening. What's happening at Nubo City Market?
They're hosting their popular Rock the Block event. That's from 6 to 8 p.m.
Always a good time. And for an indoor concert experience?
The legendary Kevin Burt is performing at CSPS Hall. That's a one-hour show from 8 to 9 p.m. on Saturday.
Fantastic. Now, what about the late-night crowd on Saturday?
A couple of options. There's Open Swim at Odysseus Tailgater Sports Bar from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m.
And what's the other one?
Spare Time Cedar Rapids is having their Spare Time After Dark event. That goes from 10 p.m. until midnight.
Okay, that wraps up Saturday night. What's on tap for Sunday?
A more relaxed vibe for Sunday afternoon. You can catch live music from D. Lou at Sagwagon from 2 to 6 p.m.
And finally, a sweet way to wrap up the entire weekend.
Absolutely. Big Grove Brewery is having their Sunday Sundays event all day from 11 in the morning until 10 at night.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Cedar Rapids Daily. Remember, you can always visit cedarrapidsdaily.com to see the day's events in written form on our blog, or sign up for our daily newsletter to have the day's events delivered right to your inbox. You can also submit your own events through our website, which is the best way to guarantee your event gets featured on the show.
Now, here's a word from our sponsors.
Our thanks to this show's sponsors. With 5 convenient locations across the greater Cedar Rapids area, and yes, the best cookies on the planet, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust is a place where relationships and service truly matter. From personal to business banking, CRBT is here to support you every step of the way. Come meet the people you can bank on at CRBT.com. Member FDIC.